This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Da 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 da!
You sound insane. You realize that?
Yeah.
The whole world gone crazy.
Seriously?
It's
showtime.
It's time for the third annual movie draft here on Mad About Movies. Bets are still open for the next 15 to 20 minutes. So if you've got time, make your wagers. And always remember, tip your dealers, tip your bartenders at the end of the day. Thank you and welcome to another episode of Mad About Movies. I'm Kent with Brian and Richard. Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Supsies. How you guys doing? I am kind of recovering from the NFL season, Super Bowl, and we've got some trailers to talk about tonight. Fallout from that, and definitely, we're going to get to break down the Jared Goff, lack of.
How weird would it be if we just did the X's and O's of that, the worst Super Bowl of all time, and talked about the personnel packages and all that sort of stuff,
or just do an actual draft and talk the NFL draft. but if you like the NFL draft, listen to the draft show, which I do produce on the side, which is not a joke, for my real job, and find that on iTunes if you like that type of talk. But we talk about a movie called Draft Day also, if you want to check out that gem. It still exists on the internet somewhere as well. But this is the third annual movie draft, and I'm excited because this is the earliest we've ever done it. We've changed the rules up. We've opened the pool up a little bit wider than we ever have. And it's going to be a good discussion / look at the movies that are coming out in 2019 with a little bit of side bet wagering on the side. If you may have noticed, listener, a little episode dropped in conjunction with this. I was the bronze medal winner. I guess that's the way to put it, of the movie draft last year.
What a great way to spin that.
And I have done
back to back bronze medals for you, man.
Yeah, it's pretty
that's something I can't say. Richard can't say.
Yeah, name somebody you know that has two Olympic bronze medals. I mean, the list is very small. And I'm proud to be one of those people that is on, among the rarity of two bronzes.
And you don't do it
and
for the
I don't
money.
Want you to get another one, but you really shouldn't pick Alita first. I mean, that's just my advice, but I mean, whatever.
Dang. That's funny. No, but in conjunction to this, I reviewed Minions. Oh. I saw it, I watched it, and I talked about it. So, listener be warned, there's an explicit tag for a reason on that one.
One of my favorite things of the short year so far was waking up on Sunday morning and, getting out the old Twitter and Instagram and seeing an Instagram story from Mad About Movies and clicking on it and seeing that you were watching Minions at 8:30 in the morning on a Sunday. That
just was like you do, like the Lord intended. Just waking up, open my Bible and turn on Minions,
It's weird that you have a Minions Bible, but I respect it.
It's
not a cover, it's Bible
actually,
cover.
It's
either.
In Minionese. It's in the language of Minions. So,
a lot of banana.
If you want to learn Minionese, listen to my episode. I do a little bit of Minionese lessons. It's really a good time. But so all that to say, there's a little bit of wagering that goes on in the movie draft. Whoever's movies perform the worst, we'll be doing an episode next year, or by next year, by the time that we do this episode next year. And so that's what's on the line tonight. It's going to be fun. But we have a little bit of movie news to catch up on. And I want to shout out to the VIPs. who, although they made me watch Minions, we got a few people to shout out tonight. Thank you for supporting us on that feed. We do more than one episode a week on this show. And those, the rest of those episodes can be found in the VIP club. And we're going to be releasing our Doctor Strangelove episode that Richard and I recorded moments ago, very nice. Soon this week. And that was a really good time. Talk Stanley Kubrick and Peter Sellers and really fun conversation.
Mostly Slim Pickens. We mostly
Richard's affinity for Slim Pickens is wide and vast. And you get the details of that and more this week in the VIP at madaboutmoviespodcast.com/VIP. If you want to sign up for that and get more from us. So Brian's going to shout out a few people that have joined us over there and are waiting actually in the VIP cafe for the after party tonight. So go ahead.
Always a great time at the after party. Yeah, we've had quite a few new additions lately. So we'll be getting, if you haven't heard your name shouted out, it'll happen. So just be ready for that. But tonight I want to give special thanks to Brianna Grace, Braden Young, DJ Navarette, Barry Chesin, Jordan Kensington, Eric Rogers, Paris Ray, Frederica George, Paul Abram, and Courtney Siaco. Thank you very much to those wonderful, incredible people.
Thank you.
Help me out, because I'm on a new computer here, Brian, too. I want to give a special shout out. I can't access the list, but what's my doctor's name? My doctor's name.
Dr. Tyler Lowe, I believe.
Doctor, yeah. I wanted to say Lodge. I knew it was Tyler. Okay, so I'm at a trade show last week in Vegas, and actually, kind of a slow minute. It's ending. The trade show hour's ending. I hadn't talked to anyone in like 10 minutes. About to pack up the old monitor and everything, and this guy comes up, and I'm on my phone texting you guys about something podcast-related. And this guy comes up, he's like, hey. And I'm like, hey, have you heard about Quick Optical? Like, you know, in my sales pitch mode. And he's like, I'm a VIP. And I was like, right on, dude. Like, I'm thinking, like, some guy, like, bragging about his status at this trade show at the Tropicana. Like, he gets extra snacks or something. I was like, cool. He's like, your podcast. And I was like, oh. And he was such a nice guy. And so thanks for Dr. Lowe. Thanks for coming and saying hey. But if you ever see us in the wild, you see Kent at an NFL event, if you see me at some sort of optical related thing, or if you see Brian at the strip club, feel free to come say hi to any of us. Yeah, obviously, that was implied. They call him,
that's funny,
Brian LeBaire Gill.
For a reason. It's not just a one-time thing. That's kind of who he is. He's who he's become, I should say. I want to say thank you to the Doug Loves Movies podcast for hosting me over the weekend, and a friend, Claudia, who got to see that recorded at Hyenas here in Dallas. And shout out to them and Doug Benson for the support that he showed Mad About Movies. And that was awesome. So speaking of live shows, it just reminded me of that. And hopefully in the next year, we will throw a live show together. Not sure the demographic of that. It'll probably be in DFW if we were to do that. But that's a goal of ours in the next year, is to do that and have the VIPs and the whole Mam Fam there to be able to come hang out with us and properly celebrate and talk movies and everything. It'll be a good time. So we plan on doing that and recording it and doing that whole thing. Mm. This year.
Probably like a bowling alley, I would guess.
Probably.
That's what we're talking about.
At a Showplace Lanes.
A Brunswick in Watauga. Probably war.
Brian and I share this weird quirk in that neither of us are smokers, but when I go into a bowling alley and it doesn't reek of cigarettes, not a fan.
Yeah.
Not a fan at all.
It's like the one place in the world that absolutely should smell like smoke all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
I want stale beers. I want the smell of stale beer and cigarettes. And I want
and
kids
weird
kind
sweat.
Of,
nacho like cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want kids walking around unattended. Mm-hmm. That seems creepy out of context, but I just mean, like, I just like to know that we're throwing it back to the glory days when you know, your mom would just give you $6 and just drop you off at the bowling alley and you were seven. You know, it's a simpler time.
And there should be an arcade with 8 machines and at least 4 of them are broken at all times, and they're all terrible. Like, I get very upset when I go to a bowling alley and it's like, wow, check out all these cool arcade games. I'm like, nah, bro, this is supposed to be like Street Fighter and the X-Men game, and they take
your money. They always had like the knockoff, like bootleg games there. Yeah. They never had
right.
The name brand at all, ever. That's true. Well, I'm excited about the movie Draft. I'm excited about Weekly Recommends, of course, but we've got a little bit of movie news, I guess, to break down. Maybe one or two things to mention before we draft these movies. So bets are still open. Bets are open. This is kind of a DC related note that looks like officially Batfleck is out. We've talked about that in kind of the rumblings department, but he's done. And I'm moving on with that. Not much else to say other than I hope they get a good Batman this time, or somebody that,
you know, wants to be
cares.
There.
Yeah. Cares enough to stick around. And also Taika Waititi, I don't want to butcher that, will not be helming Guardians 3, which was a rumbling at one point that he would take that over. So he's officially declined that and won't be doing that. So kind of two comic book related notes as we head into 2019. Any reaction? Brian?
Yeah. I mean, you know,
Brian Singer's going to do it, right?
Just slide past that, Brian.
Yeah, he does have a project in the works, because we're just going to keep on going there, I guess.
So does Woody Allen, but
I know. It's a weird, it's a weird industry we got. Weird industry. Look, Affleck was not the worst part of those movies. It's just that he didn't want to be there. Like, clearly we've said this a dozen times, but he didn't want to do it. And then he, you know, kind of hemmed and hawed, and I'm in, I'm out, and went back and forth on it. And it's, those movies have enough problems. They don't need the star also not wanting to be there. That's just a bad, bad all around idea. So, I've seen a lot of, I want this guy for Batman, or they should do this guy or whatever. And I, you know, my response is typically, okay, but all I really care about is just making a good movie. So how can we make, make that happen? But Matt Reeves is still director and I think is writing, and I like Matt Reeves. I just, you know, my place on this stands as, if you make 3 good movies in a row, then I might get excited about the next one, but I gotta see it. Gotta see it first.
Have you heard any names that they're circling maybe for Batman?
You know, Jake Gyllenhaal is always the one that I can't ever figure out if it's like studio based, you know, they're talking to him, or if it's just the guy that the fans seem to want.
He's a little too baby faced, man. You gotta have a kind of grizzled,
It's
like pissed off. Like, I don't know. You gotta be able to cross that line. I think we'll see with the Spider-Man movie this year, how he transforms into, I don't know, somebody a little more tough, but I don't know. I just don't ever buy him in that kind of scenario, or have it in the past. I mean, they do like a Batman Beyond thing where it's young Bruce Wayne. I'm down for that, but I don't know. I want somebody a little, I don't know, 10 years older than him, honestly.
Yeah, I know John Hamm had said that he's interested. He should be playing Superman, not Batman, but regardless. There's names out there. I need to see some competence from the studio. And I know Aquaman made a ton of money and was better than a lot of the other things they've done. And so that's great. If you want to say that's a step in the right direction, awesome. But it's very hard for me to get excited about anybody really. I mean, you know, Gosling or Michael B. Jordan or any of my favorites in that role. Cause part of me is always, until I see that it is a good movie, part of me is going to be like, oh man, get out of this. Don't do it. Don't spend a year of your life putting yourself through, what this may inevitably, it just seems like an inevitability that it's going to be terrible, because that's, you know, what they do. But yeah, we'll see.
RB, any reaction?
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with Brian. I mean, God forbid we go 2 years without a Batman movie. So thank, you know, that long national nightmare is over. But yeah, I mean, it's Matt Reeves is interesting.
You know who
choice.
I really like is James Marsden. I hate to say that, I'd interject, but I really like him. I want to see him in more superhero.
The only problem with him is as a Batman is I think he's sneaky short. I think I get that vibe from him, which is tough as a Batman, but maybe he could pull it off.
Go ahead. He sorry, seems sneaky short. I just, that name popped into my head. I didn't want to forget it. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, he's got the jaw. And no, I think, yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, this is, hey, the DC is in a much better space than they were 3 years ago because they've made now a good movie and a half. All right. You know, sure. I mean, we're getting there. So, you know, I'm more optimistic that maybe they could make another one than I was before I saw any good movie. So, yeah, let's fire it up, you know.
It's such a bummer what a terribly low standard that is, but you're right. You're spot on.
I mean, obviously it's a good Batman movies have been made and good Batman movies will be made again and they have great properties. It might be more of a WB problem than a DC problem. We've talked about that more on this show. But and yeah, a Snydery, you know, that one decision kind of butterfly affected a lot of this. So we'll see, but you know, I don't know. I don't know what direction they're. Are they going young, old, middle? I don't know what this Batman movie is supposed to be. So if I can get my, I read one thing where they thought it was going to be young. So, I mean, there's got to be an Englehart or some, you know, one of those that'll do it. Right? If they put younger.
IGN has a list out here, and I have only heard of like two of these guys.
Okay. So, cool with that, by the way.
I'm sure Brian or Adrian can shed some light on some of these people. Armie Hammer is the first name because he's always been linked to Batman because when the writer's strike hit, they were actually going to do a Justice League movie with him as Batman. So I don't know. I think his stock has significantly fallen to lead off. Nick Holt, remember him?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Who's Aiden Turner?
I don't know.
He's in The Hobbit. He's often rumored as, quote, the next James Bond contender. He's a younger guy. He'd be obviously younger. Richard Madden from Game of Thrones.
Oh, man, I got my hopes up.
Garrett Hedlund.
Yeah.
These are just the typical names you hear when you, when a young, Wyatt Russell, Sam Hugin. I don't know who he's from. Outlander. I haven't seen that.
No, thank
Spy
you.
Who Dumped Me. He was in that as well. Charlie Hunnam, of course.
So it does seem
Jai
like
Courtney,
it's definitely younger.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh yeah, people won't say the Batman movie; they're just going to say the Jai Courtney film,
right?
Jai Courtney film.
But yeah, so but to go back on what I said earlier is, I guess they're definitely going younger by this list. But this seems like public.
It's just a throw names against the wall. If you're IGN,
yeah. But they said Reeves says he's looking for someone between. He's now come out. I've looked.
Okay, cool.
He's looking for someone. Oh gosh, where'd he go? I just had it between 25 and 30.
Huh.
So I'm out. Gosh, dang it.
Yeah, okay. I'm out too. We're all early. I mean, I can go. If I lose a little weight, I can maybe and shave. I can maybe go 29.
I've been lifting tires for nothing.
Didn't Armie Hammer like 35 though? I don't
yeah,
know.
That's what I'm saying. That's why he's probably not actually rumored. Because they said the most, with that in mind, it's quite unlikely that popular fan casts such as Armie Hammer, 32, he's only 32, wow, or Oscar Isaac, 39, will be selected for the
part. Oh, Oscar Isaac would be a good one. Yeah, I don't know if that would happen. That's a good call.
There's ample people to choose from. Just get it right. Christian Bale's great. Michael Keaton's great. The Batman relies much more on if the movie's cool than the Batman.
Totally.
It's mostly just grunting and looking cool. So I'm not, if they want to go with a total unknown, but the movie was awesome, I don't think it's really a movie that requires a ton of movie star charisma. A role, rather. Half your face is covered and you're probably going to talk like this.
Right. Yeah. The villain matters as much as
the competency
actor playing
is,
Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on what direction they go. Are they going to try and get a you know, a giant actor to headline this thing and rely on star power and, okay, this is a Batman movie with this movie, or are we going to get a lesser-known actor but with a really competent director who's going to take this in a new direction that's really exciting and go that way and hopefully plant a seed for a new trilogy that is well-received. Who knows? But
just as long as he's jacked. That's
as long as it's not going to Snyder again, I'm happy, honestly. To me, that could not be a worse direction to go for that.
So bad. So bad in hindsight, and it should have been in
totally
in front sight. Yeah, they've got that. They have Suicide Squad for 2021, Suicide Squad 2. They have a movie called The Super Pets. So get ready for that. I mean, and 14 different Joker/Margot Robbie movies planned. And
oh, good. Filming.
Yeah. Mm. So there's that. Can't wait. Can't wait for this slate of films.
Well, that was the only little bit of movie news we wanted to hit. Thank you to the VIP. Shout out to them. And guys, bets are closed. Bets are closed. Time for the Mad About Movies movie draft.
Y'all ready for this?
Brian, if you want to go through your home crafted algorithm, by the way, crafted by Brian Gill, by the way, if you want to default asterisk by his name each year, we could do that. We probably should, given the results. You did. I think it was the back-to-back first-round picks. It's key. It's key. But, Brian, if you want to go for the listener through the rules again and kind of the qualifications for this, and I need to preface this by saying, first of all, that there are a few movies that have been optioned to Netflix, and we need to kind of talk about how that's going to play in the point system if any of those are chosen, what that will be. So,
okay,
guys, recap that. Are there any, you know, the off-season meetings happened, you know, there was debates, discussions,
rules committee.
Did the committee approve any new rules for this year's draft?
Sure. So like you said, at the outset of this is the third year that we've done this. The previous 2 years were summer movie draft, so we were specifically looking at May, June, July, and maybe August movies. I think the first year we picked 4, and last year we picked 5. This year we're opening up to the entire movie slate from February to December. We'll be picking 8 movies each. We'll be going in fairly typical fantasy football draft snake fashion. So since Kent lost last year, he will get to pick first. I was the silver medalist, so I will pick second, and then Richard will pick third, and then we will go in reverse of that. For the second round, Richard, Brian, Kent, and then Kent, and so forth. So we'll go like that. We'll get 8 movies each, and then we will track these movies through the course of the year, and it's the way we accumulate points is pretty easy. It's whatever the simplified box office gross of the movie is. So if
international too, worldwide.
Yeah, including the international worldwide release. So if a movie makes $100 million, then it would start with 100 points minus the budget and then divided by points away from 100 on Rotten Tomatoes. So for example, if, like I said, a movie made $100,000 total, or excuse me, $100 million worldwide, and it cost $10 million to make, and it was 90% Rotten Tomatoes, that would be 100 minus 10, divided by 10, and it would be worth 9 points to us. So we'll track that through the entire year, and it's the accumulation of points from the 8 movies that we each have on our team. So, or our roster, or however you would like to look at it. And then at the end of the year, whoever wins gets to pick a movie or provide options for the VIPs to vote on a movie that the loser has to review solo. This, which is why, again, Kent had to review Minions this week because he lost by a close margin. It was close last year. He lost. Richard won last year, and the VIPs voted for Minions as Kent's revenge movie. I don't know. The punishment for losing is having to do that. So last year was what, Grown Ups 2, I think you had to review. So Grown Ups 2 and Minions, that's a couple of dark days for old Kinto.
Review is subjective too.
Watch and
review. I have to do an episode on them. About, I don't have to review them, but
cool. Yeah, and before we get started, I'll say too, I'm gonna put this out. A version of this game will appear on our Patreon page. So if you want to be a part of that, if you'd like to participate in the movie draft through the course of the year for fabulous prizes, I think I've got a way we can do that with VIPs that want to do that. So go to madaboutmoviespodcast.com/VIP and register there at the silver level or higher. And we'll make that available at some point this week. I think I've got a way with it that the VIPs can participate as well through the course of the year. So be on the lookout for that, VIPs.
Awesome. Well, so assuming everything is on the table, is there any caveats to that? On every movie that's coming out, and it has to come out in 2019. For example, right. Are movies that are coming out this weekend still on the table?
Sure. I think any movie that's coming out in 2019 that hasn't already come out is good. And those movies that come out towards the end of the year, we'll keep the tally if necessary. We'll keep the tally running through January next year if it's close. Last year, for example, we could have kept going through like August if we really, or even in September if it was close enough to dictate that, but it wasn't. It was Richard was the clear winner, runaway winner last year, and after Mission Impossible, after a couple weeks after MI6 came out, it was pretty clear who second place and third place were. So like Star Wars, for example, comes out towards the very end of this year, but if it's whoever has Star Wars, if it's close as to whether they're going to win or they're going to lose, we can keep the tally going through January if need be.
And if anything goes to Netflix, so things that have already been drafted, or if you draft and it goes to if it's already been announced to go to Netflix, that's on you. Wasted pick. If it changes though after you pick and it says they decide it's, you know, Netflix buys the rights to it in August, you get to repick from. Didn't we do like the other two competitors get to choose three movies and you pick one of those three or something?
Yeah, something like that, or like you can pick a replacement, but it has to be a movie that hasn't come out yet. So you couldn't just be like, oh, this turned out to be a hit, so I'm going to grab that, you know, something like that. But yeah, I think last year we offered, because your last one was the Slender Man movie, and for a while it looked like that wasn't going to get released. So I think that's what we did, Richard. I think we said, here's three movies that were available. So
for example, what would have happened last year had I picked Roma? You know,
I guess we would have just said, okay, we'll have to have a replacement for that, because we can't quantify
Netflix.
Yeah.
Should we quantify it in a way where it's like just a flat rate on the budget or something? Like, okay, it made double its budget, and you just like, no matter what the budget's 5 million, you assume it made 10 million, you know, and then you just use the Rotten Tomatoes more as a indicator.
Netflix is so hard though with their stuff, because even the ratings.
All right, we'll just keep those off the table then. There were a few big ones, Oscar contender type ones that were
sure. Yeah,
like The Irishman, the Scorsese movie has been bought by Netflix, and the Zac Efron Ted Bundy movie as well is off the table now.
Sure.
So
okay,
those are.
Yeah, I say if you end up picking a movie that gets bumped to 2020 or ends up on Netflix or something like that, you can pick a replacement of something but it has to be something that hasn't already come out. So if you pick Sonic the Hedgehog and Sonic the Hedgehog gets bumped to 2020, you know, you've got to pick something that whatever, let's say in August they say, hey, Sonic is bumped to 2020, then you've got to pick something that comes out between that day and the end of the year. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. All right, Commissioner Gill, thank you for that State of the Union.
Always.
And I guess with the 2019 Mad About Movies movie draft is officially open. And all right, is that it? We're just going to go in snake.
You're on the clock, bro.
You're on the clock.
Do you have the order so we don't, I don't get confused here?
I do. I'll keep track. I'll write them down as we go with my pencil and a lever pad.
Pencil? A mechanical pencil? Or
no. How dare you? How
you
dare
got a pencil sharpener?
Of course,
an automatic pencil sharpener?
Fresh,
or is this a manual?
Sharpened. I currently have an automatic, but...
Wow. But that's a dream, man. When you're first grade, he's like, if I can have my own pencil sharpener. okay. Well, I think y'all know where this is going. The first overall pick in the 2019 Mad About Movies movie draft. Kent Garrison selects Dumbo.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. I'm going to go Endgame, Avengers Endgame.
Okay. Just, all right. Can go chalk
it's
there.
It's the safest, going. Safest pick off the top.
Cool. All right. With the, now that I'm on the clock, the second pick in the 2019 movie draft, we'll stop doing this after like the first or second round. I'm going to go Toy Story 4.
Ooh, you're learning my moves. You're stealing my, I was like Billy Bean for a while with that.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you're, and then Incredibles 2 led the way for you last year.
Yeah.
Big time.
Cause no critics grade these movies seriously. Like, you know what I mean? Like it, even if they're, I mean, Toy Story's great. Incredibles great. But even if they're not, they're like, it's a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I already put in my review on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
I gave it A+.
All right. I can't believe I'm getting this.
Back-to-back picks here, yeah.
I know. I can't believe I'm getting this with the third pick. But I'm going to go Star Wars Episode 9. And I'm going to follow that up with the fourth pick with Lion King.
That's a strong back-to-back there. Strong back to back. I debated Lion King and Toy Story 4.
I'm a little nervous about Lion King because I feel like we're about to get some backlash on remaking the animated movies because there's so many coming out like within the next 3 months before it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
And Favreau sometimes will
be it'll be one of those like of all the ones this year, this is by far the best of all. Yeah. It'll be like such a breath of fresh air for these, you know.
And he's a great director, but he'll throw a Cowboys and Aliens at you too. So, but I'm going to show faith. I'm going to go with that. So, Brian, you're back up.
I think that's wise. My second round pick, you know what? This movie's predecessor really brought the trophy home for me in year one. So I'm going to trust it again here. I'm going to go Spider-Man Far From Home.
Okay. I have one.
Two picks here, Kat.
I have two picks here. Okay. I'm going to go. This is tough because I don't have another pick for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go. This is round three. Round two.
End of round two. Round three.
Okay. Yep. I'm going to go, I hate to do this. I'm going to go Captain Marvel.
Okay. Keeping the Avengers trend going.
Yeah, I was going to try and sneak Spider-Man towards the end of this round, but
He caught me. Scouted well.
And I'm going to go, this one's tough too. I'm going to go It Chapter 2 with this pick.
I was feeling that when I was
just hoping that it's good.
Mm-hmm. No,
I don't know. That's a risky one, but it's going to be off the board if I don't pick it now. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It would not have gotten back to you for sure. First movie made $700 million.
Right.
On like a nothing budget. The budget for this one is bigger, but it's not huge. I think it's like 35 million or something. So
we'll see. That's a big deal.
That's a
risky.
That's a good pick.
Go ahead, guys.
All right. My third round pick. Boy, those first five I felt real good about. And then it starts to get
then this
risky.
Is where it gets fun. This is why we're picking more movies this year.
Definitely.
Number seven could be a really fun, that can make the difference, you know?
Right.
Pick seven.
I'm doing a little vamp research on the background here.
Do we have a clock? Do we have a clock? No.
I don't want to be the. Who was it? What year was it? The
Somebody missed a pick. Yeah, the they just completely just yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go animated here again. I'm gonna animated films are big. This one comes out soon. I'm gonna go How to Train Your Dragon 3. Always well received. Never quite the money that the biggest Disney Pixar movies make, but they're always very well received on Rotten Tomatoes. The budget isn't crazy, so I'm going that route.
Yeah, you can probably guarantee a half a bill on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Worldwide, I would think.
Yeah. And usually
I loved How to Train Your Dragon 2. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. And I had that one on my priority list as well, Brian. I just don't know if people remember How to Train Your mm-hmm. Dragon 2. If it's been too long or
been a while.
There's a new crop of little kiddos that know those movies, or I feel like that's been 10 years since the first one came out, and now we have the third one finally. But that's a good pick. Strong.
I got a little inside trader information. My son is super pumped for How to Train Your Dragon. So that
is insider.
That helps.
Okay. Yeah.
He's pumped for Alita too, though. So.
Oh yeah, he's a big Robert Rodriguez guy. But not right. Spy Kids.
I'm ready. I'm ready to make my picks. I got back to back here.
Back to backers.
Mm-hmm. Lego Movie 2.
Nice.
Okay.
And I'm doing it. Hobbs and Shaw.
Nice. Oh.
Thought about it because I didn't think it was going to get here. That was my my thinking there. I was one little Statham Rock action. By the way, can we talk about the subculture of people that are upset that this movie doesn't have street racing in it? I don't care for those people.
Does it not have street racing? Is that confirmed? Like, you know, Dom's showing up at the end of this thing, guys, just to make sure that The Rock is living his life a quarter mile at a time and keep him in check.
Well,
he'll be CGI'd in because they don't speak. But
right. Yeah, I had. Anyway, I had no idea that these people existed, but I was looking for the trailer to share on our Facebook page, which you can find at Mad About Movies on Facebook. And I saw a lot of comments. I know you should never read the comments, and I tried very hard not to, but saw a lot of comments of people being like, man, I just want the series to go back to its roots. I'm like, well, its roots are racing crappy cars and stealing VCRs.
Stealing those combo TV VCRs that you put in your van to go on a road trip. That's what they were stealing.
Yeah, that's not that great, guys. There's a reason why these are way more fun. We're getting to space before this is done. Oh, boy.
Hobbs and Shaw. That trailer
so good
lit up the internet when it dropped. So we didn't really talk Super Bowl trailers like we promised, but we can get to that here. But yeah, that trailer lit up everything pretty much. It was
that's one of the greatest trailers.
One of the better. I did not know so many people were involved in that. Idris Elba and all that. So I'm on board.
Yeah,
I'm on board.
Can't wait.
Hobbs and Shaw. We willed that into existence. I want the listener needs to go back and find. We definitely threw that out there 4 years ago as a that needed to be a movie. Yeah. And yeah, good pick, Richard. Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah. I like it.
All right.
I like it.
So I think you're up, Brian.
Yeah, I'm up. This is my fourth round pick. So we're kind of at the midpoint for most of us. I think I'm just going to keep the animation crap going. And I'm going Frozen 2 here.
Yeah, smart pick. This is the money ball. This is, you figured out the math.
Yeah. Yeah.
I figured that out last year.
The backlash
year,
for Frozen could be real too, man.
It could.
Hopefully not.
It could also make $2 billion.
It has to be so bad. It has to be like the Emoji Movie level to get bad reviews as an animated movie. It's just such a sure bet. It's just, you're just picking up singles every time. Because even the reviews are like, yeah, I mean, not really for me. Mm-hmm. Kind of boring, but
fresh.
My stupid 4-year-old loved it. So fresh. And you're like, you know, I'm not really the audience. He is. And it's like, okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of those reviews always help. Not that some animated movies aren't classics, but a movie that's a 5 out of 10, if it's animated and for kids, will be fresh. And a movie that's a 5 out of 10 that's like for adults and not animated will get rotten. And they're the same quality. It's a cheat.
Absolutely.
I thought that with Hotel Transylvania 3 and Minions and all that stuff, and I was not right. So I understand that logic, but we'll see. Yeah. That is a That's a high risk, high reward pick, yeah, Brian.
Could be a make or break.
It is a a make or break. You're right. That could be a win or a
right. Look, I'm not here to win divisions. I'm here to win championships.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Nice. That's why I got eight. You got eight selections this year, so you can take those risks more. That's right. All right, who's up?
You, man. Two picks, back to back.
Holy moly.
Bottom of the fourth, top of the fifth.
All right. Let's see here. Man, I love this. I love being able to pick from the entire pool. It's
pretty cool.
It's not just like, well, this blockbustery season kind of corners you into certain picks. All right. I'm going to go two different directions here. Two very different directions.
I like it. Vary up the team. It's good.
I'm going to go first for just the... Man. This one's tough. I don't want to mention any movies because I don't want to put stuff into your head if you're not thinking a certain way. You know, it's kind of a strategy game too. So, all right, I'm going to go, since I know I have two, it doesn't matter which one I pick first. I'm going to go first with Detective Pikachu.
Ooh.
Just for the worldwide appeal of that.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to make maybe $2 billion for the...
just they have Asia already alone. Greenlit... two sequels, I believe.
Okay,
so that's
well. If that one is somewhat good, then that's a pretty decent pick in this round, I would think. And I'm thinking of going two different ways with this next pick. But both are non-blockbustery kinds of movies. But I don't know which one's gonna be more well received. But shoot, let's just do it. I'm gonna go with Us from Jordan Peele with this pick too.
Okay.
Just because the competition is going to be so light for the next couple of weeks after it's released, and that'll be off the board next time for sure. Probably my next pick. Hopefully it's good. It's tracking pretty decently, I think. But I think it's got maybe a Get Out kind of appeal. Maybe it'll create some waves, and that's a low budget one too. That could do well.
I'm very, very interested to see what the reception's like for that movie, both critically and audiences. Just beyond this game, I mean, because Get Out was such a huge sensation of a hit and the best movie of that year, and so I'm curious to see how this one plays out, because this movie looks terrifying. Terrifying. So I maybe you draw some more for the genre appeal, and maybe you lose some from how terrifying. I don't know. I think it's a very intriguing movie. All right. So we're in the fifth round here. I've got my animated features. I feel good about that. The other rule that I know you live by, Richard Barden, when it comes to this game is you go with star power. And, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna steal a little of your sunshine, Arby, and I'm gonna go with Jumanji 3.
Oh,
got me there. That was next on my list.
Got him. It is, by the way, Jumanji 3, not Jumanji 2. They're counting Robin Williams 1 as
It's Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle 2 slash Jumanji 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Jumanji canon is always been confusing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go a couple risky moves here. This is where I'm going to try to... my first pick's easier for me. I'm going stars as well. And I'm going to go Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Ooh.
And then Tarantino movies make a lot of money, the last few. Except for Hateful Eight. But... had a weird release, but like Django made a ton of money. And then I'm gonna go, I'm tempted on two different things here. I think this one's too similar. Oops. I'm gonna go, my gut is telling me to do something, but my brain is saying it's stupid, but I'm just gonna go for it. I'm gonna go Joker.
Ooh.
Ooh, that is
that could be a big uh could be a big swing type of a pick right there, one way or the other. I like count my board.
On, count yeah. on that Hot Topic money right now. That's all. Right. I want that Hot Topic right. money coming mm. in.
So, definitely have that, if nothing else. No points.
So,
you'll have the
so much piss jar swag. So much.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Is all it right. Brian's pick next?
It's me.
Suicide Squad made $750 million.
I know, it's so much so, money. Like,
as long as it's better than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all right. Yeah.
Yeah. That, by the way, that's Academy Award winner, Suicide Squad. You give it the respect it deserves. Mm-hmm. Man, I like my board a lot. I think I've done pretty well pulling in some of these movies. I got three movies. I'm trying to, I think I'm gonna go the middle ground. I'm gonna take a swing at. I've got another movie that is gonna pull in more money and. But may not be as well received. I'm gonna jump a movie or so. I'm gonna go. I love my boy Chris Hemsworth. I love him. I love this series. And I would love for this to be a huge hit. This could be a major mistake somewhere down the line. But I'm gonna go Men in Black International.
Okay,
I respect it.
All right, back to back picks for you, Kento.
Oh wow!
Bottom of the sixth, top of the seventh.
Yeah. Okay. This is where we start getting into the higher risk, in my opinion, movies. I'm gonna go. Oh, I hate to do this. This defies the logic of who I am as a person. But that's kind of what this game's about. It's not about, I don't know. I'm going to go with Shazam. What the heck?
Oh, yeah.
As one of these. If it's good, I'm in the clear. If it's not, that's a... Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm in the territory now with my picks where I can take that risk, though.
yeah. No, I agree. And
people want that to be good. They want that to be good. Really, really want that to be good. So,
yeah, they want it to be good, and DC, you know, we didn't like Aquaman, but it obviously made a ton of money, and it got generally positive buzz, sort of. So I think you're right, Ken. I think people want these movies to be good. I think it'll make a lot of money, and I think critics want some of these movies to get good. So I think that's a smart play this late in the game for sure.
Absolutely. I don't know, man. This next pick is it's pretty different. We'll see. Let me see, man. The Irishman's off the table, right? He said, yeah.
Yeah, somehow he could quantify that.
Yeah. I'm going to go... if I should go Oscar-y here. There's a lot of back end type movies too, but it's so hard to tell box office for those.
Bohemian Rhapsody has me shook too, because I don't.
Yeah, because yeah, Rocket Man.
Tough, yeah, it's a tough quantifier.
It could be another, you know, straight out of Compton into the Tupac thing though too. It's like you think it's going to ride off the success of one, and it's just completely,
yeah,
people don't, it doesn't hit the mark at all. Man, there's an X-Men movie coming out this year. Forgot about that.
Two X-Men movies, New Mutants.
Oh yeah. I don't know. That one's too much of a risk.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Shoot. We're in this game. I'll go Zombieland 2. What the heck?
All right. Zombieland 2. Okay, we're in the seventh round. Richard, you have two picks. I have two. Yep. Kent, you got one. I'm going to take I feel like this is just a solid double, and that's what I'm looking for this late in the game. My next pick, I may take a swing and go for... go for the big grand slam, but I'm going to go right here. I'm going to go Godzilla 2, whatever nice. The subtitle is, King of Monsters or something like
that. I almost went that one. I almost did it.
Yeah, look, I really liked the first one. I like the new cast additions they've done. A movie like that is risky just because it's big and dumb and it could end up being Pacific Rim 2 just as likely as it could be Pacific Rim 1, you know? So, but it's like a threshold of money that it will make kind of no matter what. And I don't think the budget is just way out of control on it. So, yeah, I feel all right about that. But all right, Arby, your final two picks, sir.
All right. I'm going to go Aladdin.
Nice.
And with my final pick, I'm going with John Wick Chapter 3.
That's another one I think that has there's a threshold of money that it absolutely will make, and it's a pretty low budget, and it was like the last one was like 85%. So that's a nice a definite pull there. Okay. Two more movies to come off the board here. Just one for me, one for you, Kent. Got a couple different routes that I could go here. I don't know if I want to stay in the animated realm or go for something a little more. That X-Men movie, I don't know what to do with. Those movies are so hit or miss and up and down and bad and good. And there's no real rhythm or rhyme to. So I think I'm going to go. I'm going to stay off the Disney train for one. This last one, I'm going to go with Hellboy. I'm kind of excited about that one. I don't know. I feel like it's going to do better than its predecessors did financially and maybe critically as well. So I don't know. I'm at a place I feel like I can maybe take a shot. So I'll go Hellboy there, that last one. Kent, last pick for you, my friend.
Last pick. This one's tough, man. Well, I can go in almost any direction here. I'm going to go complete opposite of what I would want to see, but I know what the world is about. So I'm going to bet more in that direction. I'm going to go Downton Abbey movie.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's a late summer movie that, I have a hard time thinking critics are going to pan that one unless it's just dog crap. So we'll see. Downton Abbey is my final pick. But that leaves a lot of movies on the table that we still can discuss here.
Yeah.
That did not get picked. Starting at the end of this month with Dumbo, Tim Burton's Dumbo. I had projected Dumbo at a $300 million gross worldwide and around 70% on the RT, given Tim Burton's past and his kind of what his average is. How do you guys think it'll do, Dumbo?
Yeah, I had Dumbo would probably, I had two movies in my top 20 that we didn't pick. Dumbo was one of them. That was, I had at the very end of that. I almost went Secret Life of Pets 2 instead of Hellboy, this last one. I just don't know. That movie, the first one made like $800 million. I mean, it was a huge hit, and it was pretty well received. Rotten Tomatoes. I bypassed it for two. One, because I feel like that one, more than any of these other sequels, is kind of prime for, not necessarily backlash, but just like, why does this exist? We don't need another one of these. Gonna give it a bad review. And also, my kid doesn't care about that movie at all, and I thought that movie was pretty funny when we saw it in theaters. I was like, this will be one that we'll watch multiple times in the future and I'll always be fine with it because it's funny enough, you know. And he doesn't give a rip, so maybe I don't know, maybe there's less staying power for that franchise than there are for some of the others. Yeah, those two were on my list. I also didn't know what to do with the two horror movies that are coming out in April and June.
Child's Play.
Child's Play and Pet Cemetery. I just wasn't sure. I'm not sure. I mean, horror movies are a pretty good bet financially because they usually have pretty low budgets, and regardless of, and they, you know, and they do pretty well at the box office, but they're also rarely $300 million movies. You know, it's usually you're talking a $100 million type movie. So that was my thinking. We completely bypassed Terminator 6 wisely, I think. Both of the X-Men movies stayed out. Yeah, there's a lot in play this year that could have gone here. I don't know, Richard, anything jump out at you that we bypassed?
Yeah, the X-Men ones was maybe, if those are good, those will make money. Back on the Addams Family, maybe, like with animation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any kids care about that property though, so. Ford versus Ferrari, maybe. I mean, that's got big stars in it, but that's, you know, that seems like Rush all over again, where it's going to probably be awesome and we'll love it and no one will see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think we canvassed pretty well. I mean, we got Downton Abbey in there, so we're across the you know, Death on the Nile, that made a lot of money with the olds last time on that. It's hard to predict.
Mr. Rogers movie.
Yeah.
But it's hard with dramas to trust that it's going to be a huge hit, you know, like a big financial success.
Yeah. A couple others I had marked down. Lucille Ball's Story with Cate Blanchett is this year. Could be an Oscar-y type one. Rian Johnson's Knives Out movie that we don't know much about is this year. There's an animated Minecraft movie that the worldwide appeal of Minecraft is huge, we know. So if that's good, that could be a big moneymaker. Probably will be, regardless of if it's good or not. But it's probably lower points wise on the Rotten Tomatoes side of things. Then of course we said Rocket Man, the Elton John movie. If it's good, it has worldwide appeal, similar to Bohemian Rhapsody, of course. And so that could be a really swing and a miss for none of us for not picking that one if it ends up being good. They did it smart by putting the trailer ahead of Bohemian Rhapsody and getting that in people's minds.
I just think that one's going to end up being more like that Beatles movie than Bohemian Rhapsody. I mean, for all of Bohemian Rhapsody's...
Across the universe?
Yeah. For all of Bohemian Rhapsody's many flaws, it was a very easy movie. Like, there was no... It wasn't complex or difficult to follow or anything. It was a very straightforward narrative, pretty much. And I think Rocketman is going to try to do something a little more out there and abstract. So we'll see. That may mean that it's a better movie. It also may mean that it is a much more poorly received, I guess.
Absolutely. That's one to keep an eye on for sure. That's coming out this summer. One coming out this fall that you mentioned earlier, Brian, Sonic the Hedgehog. It's a weird CGI live action hybrid of Sonic.
Yeah.
And with Jim Carrey as Dr. what's his name? That's, to me, I had that one in the red as far as what's the Rotten Tomatoes score was going to be.
Yeah.
But, could be a big moneymaker if it's good. But if it's bad, I feel like it's going to be it's not going to make money despite its score, I feel like.
Sure.
It's not, doesn't have the clout like a Minecraft would have to overcome a bad critical reception, I don't feel like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of the movies we did pick, I think Detective Pikachu could be a huge, huge swing.
Yeah.
You can't. And
it could be if it's 5% on Rotten Tomatoes, it's a ooh, you know.
No, I don't think it will be. I think that's going to be good. Maybe good is not.
I don't think it's going to be good, but I think it's going to make at least $1 billion. So
I think it's going to make a ton of money, and I think it's going to be one of those that people give a fresh rating to out of surprise as much as anything, where it's like, huh, that didn't stink. So I guess. That will, I guess I'll give it a fresh ride. So I think that's going to be part of it. For you, Richard, I think Aladdin is, I didn't know what to do with with that. Like the to get it where you got it was perfect, because that was but it's just that one is one that's like the budget's probably going to be huge, and but it that can only go to me one of two ways. It's either huge hit, people love it, and critics, you know, fall in line, or it's like, we didn't need this, no one wants. That could be the one that gets the backlash over you know, Lion King or something like that. But yeah, I like it. This is fun. Having eight movies is fun. Having kind of the full slate in front of us is enjoyable. That's pretty cool.
There's a big Oscar movie called 1917 that Sam Mendes is doing. That's a World War II drama. It's coming out in December. Not really a lot of details about that. So that was not one that was on my priority list. One that maybe we kind of need to look out for, just in terms of international acclaim, The Goldfinch. Mm-hmm. This might be a few years too late, but this is a property that has a really big following, but I don't know if this is going to be a great movie. It's got a lot of good people attached to it, and it comes out at a pretty decent time with not a lot going on. So I think Ansel Elgort or one of those people are in it, or Alden Ehrenreich or one of the, Ansel Elgort, that's who's in it.
Finn Wolfhard, sure.
Nicole Kidman, Sarah Paulson, Jeffrey Wright, Luke Wilson. So that could be one, I don't know, a high ceiling type of thing. Mm-hmm. If it, mm-hmm. If it's good. We mentioned X-Men, Dark Phoenix, as well as New Mutants.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dark Phoenix will probably do better box office, but it'll be worse than New Mutants. I think New Mutants will kind of be like a Overlord scenario of like, whoa, that was crazy, weird, cool kind of thing. It'll have its audience, I feel like. I don't know if – I think Dark Phoenix will be a big swing and a miss, an Apocalypse-style swing and a miss. Mm-hmm. And disappointing.
Yeah.
I would, from all the buzz I've heard, that's what is all leading toward.
Yeah, I'll be bummed by that, because I want X-Men movies to be good far more than I want Marvel or DC movies to be good. I love X-Men, but this is just, we're on a weird, I hope this rights the ship, but every time you feel like the X-Men are starting, that they're doing well, they throw out a stinker, and maybe this will work in the reverse of that. Maybe we'll be like, we're kind of down on this, and it comes through, but I guess I'm not optimistic about that.
Not at all. Not at all. One to look out for, Ad Astra. Did you have this one marked down?
Yeah, I just didn't know enough about it. Yeah, yeah.
It sounds interesting. It's a space movie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Could be great. Could be comes and goes, and you never hear about it ever again kind of thing. We'll see. Mm-hmm. A lot of movies coming out this summer. You mentioned Child's Play. I think that's funny and possibly genius to have it open opposite Toy Story 4. And have like a, you know, toys killing people versus toys not killing people. Again, the box office is going to be funny. Kind of counter-programming. And Pet Sematary, like you said, if that's good, that could be an it scenario of maybe knocks us off the horror movie charts for that month. Maybe that's what sidelines us from its box office spot. Any others on here that I didn't mention that you've got kind of circled?
No, I think we touched on them all. I had like Kingsman 3 and Charlie's Angels like way down the list of, you know, if we were picking, I don't know, 12 movies each or something. Especially picking for some of these like 10 months away from when they'll actually come out, the bigger movie, the better the bet it is in this game, because you can, you know, you can kind of count on, you know, a little bit more about whatever Star Wars 3 or Star Wars 9 than you do about Ad Astra or Charlie's Angels or something like that. So you can kind of count on like a built-in threshold of this or that versus, you know, whatever. I don't like the Kingsman movies, but maybe this is the one that's great and wins Oscars and makes a ton of money and stuff, but it's so far down the line and I don't know that it's trending
Kingsman,
in that direction.
What if it did? What if Kingsman 3 was like
what a
best picture?
What a day. Oh, yeah.
Easy. That's funny. Okay, so to review the 2019 Mad About Movies movie draft, we'll start with Richard's picks. Mm-hmm. Richard, his picks were The Lion King, Lego Movie 2, Star Wars Episode 9, Hobbs and Shaw, Joker, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Aladdin, and John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum. Mm.
Parabellum.
We had to add that too. Brian's pick.
I like my team.
Yeah. Any thoughts? Shout out. Yeah. On your, how just do you feel about post draft press conference? How do you feel?
Yeah. Richard? I want to shout out to the analysts that I employ, that give me the data I need to make these picks. And,
Baywatch.
Hopefully I don't, hey, I don't want to hear it from you, third place 2 years in a row.
I always lose on the final pick. That's what always adues me in. Last year, I debated between Slender Man and Crazy Rich Asians, and I definitely made the right pick.
You stand by it, though.
Yeah, I do stand by it.
So I just want to shout out to my team of about 600 people that helped me with this. And, couldn't do it without you. And we will be having a parade down Gilbert Avenue to celebrate last year's championship this week. So
nice.
And Gronk will be there.
Of course. Contractually obligated to appear at all That's parades funny. Worldwide. All
right. Brian Gill's picks for 2019 movie draft are Toy Story 4, Spider-Man Far From Home, Jumanji 3, Frozen 2, How to Train Your Dragon 3, Men in Black International, Godzilla 2, and Hellboy.
Not an original movie amongst them. Pretty excited about
a lot
that.
Of sequels.
A lot but of hey, sequels. Man, hey,
that's what makes money.
Way, yeah,
what
does, makes that money. What does it? I've got a very young team, obviously, but if those things click, we get a little veteran leadership from The Rock and Hemsworth, and Godzilla has the greatest TV coach of all time. Kyle Chandler is a part of that movie, so obviously I think he can inspire the kids and lead us to victory. I feel pretty good about my squad.
I'm excited about Godzilla. I'm not gonna lie, I love the first one.
Same.
Excited. I love me some kaijus fighting some King Kongs, which is where we're leading there, so that's gonna be good. And my picks: Avengers Endgame, Captain Marvel, It Chapter 2, Detective Pikachu, Us, Shazam, Zombieland 2, and Downton Abbey. So that about does her for the movie draft. Let us know, ma'am, fam, your thoughts on this draft, maybe some movies that we probably missed that are going to do well this year, because there's definitely going to be 5 or 10 that would have helped us out that we didn't pick or didn't even mention. For that matter, so let us know your thoughts on social media at Mad About Movies. But guys, let's move on and let's hit that weekly recommend. Yeah.
Weekly recommends.
What you got, RB, for the recommend this week?
Yeah, I'm going back-to-back Nick Bilton books. Another good one. I did American Kingpin last week, which is awesome. You guys have both loved that one. And this week I'm doing Hatching Twitter, which is the story of the creation of Twitter and all the drama and stories throughout. And Bilton's a great writer on technology and politics and drug trade, with American Kingpin. So I recommend his work. He's great over at Vanity Fair too, and he's two for two on books for me. I really enjoy his style. He makes these things into quite the page turners. So yeah, Hatching Twitter. Brian, what about you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm also going to recommend a book. This was a Richard recommend. It's last fall, I believe. But as I have said before, my reading list is usually a mix of what I am excited about reading and then also all the things that Richard read in the year before. So I follow your lead, sir.
I'm too far behind, by the way. It was 2 years okay, ago, but that's okay.
Okay. All right. Good deal. That's fine. I'm getting there. You know, I had to finish the Twilight books and such.
Totally.
I'm going to pick a book called God Save Texas by Lawrence Wright.
I thought you were doing something else. That was last year. Okay. You're only that one's fine.
All right. Good deal. Theranos book is coming. I just ordered it on Audible. I'll probably get a little fiction in between before I get to that one. But yeah, I finished this today. Lawrence Wright's great. One of the great voices of Texas literature, journalistic pieces and such. He's brilliant, great playwright and everything else. And the book's great, and it's very, I think, is trying very hard to be sort of bipartisan, and I appreciate that. It's not, correct me if I'm wrong, Richard, it didn't feel like the book was built on throwing stones at the current administration. It was built on, let's look at the history of Texas and how we got to this place. And I think it would be interesting, even if you're not from Texas or currently residing in Texas or whatever, I think there's enough to draw from his narrative and his book that applies to the nation as a whole. So yeah, it's great, really really good, and a good read too. Like good reading on the audio book. Really enjoyed it.
Awesome.
It's better at 1.5 speed, but whatever.
Yeah, well, sweet, nice, humble, sweet brag. Yeah. I am going to recommend a book as well. I've been reading. It's
a rare triple book recommend.
Yeah, rare triple. It's called Jim Henson, The Biography by Brian Jones. Have you guys read it?
Nice. It's on my shelf, and that will be a book I read this year. That's one of my at the beginning of the year, because I am very cool, I sat down and I wrote out like 10 or 12 books that I need, that I intend to read this year, in addition to all the stuff that, you know, will inevitably come up or whatever. But like, here's some books that have been sitting on my shelf for a couple years. Here's a couple that Richard's recommended, a couple that my dad has recommended, things like that. And said, okay, I'm gonna knock these out. And that's one of them. It's one of them.
Awesome. Well, it's good stuff, and I think you'll definitely enjoy it. I've been very educated so far, and I'm really enjoying it. It's bringing back a lot of memories and very educational. So if you're a fan of that, of him or his work, you're definitely gonna like that. Worth looking up. So that's my recommend. Okay,
nice,
good stuff, guys. Thank you so much for listening. But Brian, if I wanted to follow you on your social, where would I find you?
Yeah, you can find me on the Twitter at bgill12. I think you can find me on Instagram at that same handle. Someday I'm gonna press charges against whoever is occupying the Brian Gill handles on all the various social medias, but
it's me, Brian, and you can have them for a nominal fee. That's
okay,
very negotiable. Right. You'll find
we'll negotiate off the air, more or less than the person who's holding madaboutmovies.com.
I'm not kidding. I contacted whoever had it at one point, and
I was like,
hey, it's some, you know, domain brokers. There are people that hoard or buy up domain names, and then they'll just wait for somebody to contact them that wants to buy it, and charge a ton of money. And so I'm like, all right, madaboutmovies.com. Let's see what that. All right, well, I emailed the guy, and I'm like, hey, we're just interested in buying it. What's it gonna run? The guy's like, $175,000. Like, I'll give you $7. That's like literally replied, and then like. Yeah. I've gotten maybe 4 or 5 emails in the past year or two and they've gone down every time. I'm like, nope. I just reply nope every time. Like, not even close. Like, trust me, if we're not going to buy this, no one else is. So it's either you sell it to us for cheap or you're never going to sell it. Madaboutmovies.com is going to be bought by hopefully a different Mad About Movies source someday. Have a tough time battling our man fam for sure for the dominance in the industry, but yeah, that's very funny. But yeah, Brian, Richard, where can we find you on the intro web?
all the places at Richard Barden. And Kent, where can I find you?
Kent Garrison at all the places as well. Insta, Twit, and Snap, and Zang. And you can find us madaboutmoviespodcast.com/VIP if you want more episodes. And stay tuned next week. We get back into the 2019 movie talk, I believe, with Lego Movie. Yeah. And we'll kick this thing off right. Good. May the best man win the movie draft. Enjoy my Minions talk. And please remember, it's all for fun and it's a bit. So don't get offended. And having like said this. That,
I'm so excited to listen for the first time ever.
And have a yeah, enjoy it, Brian, Richard, and until then, I'll see you guys at the cinema. Bye.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salad and scrambled eggs. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face.
They're making me ya ya. The salads and scrambled eggs.
They're calling again.